Today's message is from a young lady named Yancy, who was about 15 years old at the time I made this recording to her. Now, Yancy had reached out to me dozens of times previous to this, and there are, as I see in my inbox now, a multitude of recordings, audios, and emails back and forth between us. She originally connected with me through Taylor Meitzner and the group of young people that had gotten caught up in the Lacey Peterson cult that developed underneath of my channel during 2018 while I was taking the year off in order to build the tiny house. Yancy was full of brokenness and hurt, and yet had a seemingly true and sincere desire to want to know Jesus Christ. At this point in time, she's on the verge of wanting to commit suicide. Satan is obviously attacking her in her mind and accusing her regarding an issue that she believed was a blasphemy of the Holy Spirit back from when she was 10 years old. May God bless you as you listen.
Hello, Yancy. It's Michael. Sister, I don't want you to get used to me making a bunch of recordings to you like this. I'm really trying to reach out and just kind of help you in these moments of darkness, or you're really struggling. But what I'm doing is I'm giving you the information that you need on how you can get God's help. And I think you said you had gone through the John 7:17 challenge. I'm not 100% sure about that. Unfortunately, I get so many people's details mixed up, I cannot remember that. But sister, I only listened to just a few minutes of your recording, okay? And I'll tell you why. It's all just how you feel now. And how you feel now is not going to be how you feel whenever God changes you. So these things will actually not even be important eventually. You know, listening to your message reminds me so much of when I read John Bunyan's book. And forgive me, I'm actually trying to put together a chair here while I make this recording. That's what that sound is in the background. But when I listened to John Bunyan, who was just one of God's great chosen saints and wrote, I'm sure I told you the book called Pilgrim's Progress, which I highly recommend you get. Your situation sounds so much like Brother Bunyan, where he could just find no relief. And it didn't last for a week. Sister, it lasted for years. So perhaps, Yancy, God has a really big plan for your life, and you may have to go through something similar to what John Bunyan did, where he had to suffer for years tormenting. Just really being assaulted and feeling like he had just committed blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And I know it was horrible. But unfortunately, sister, I can't do anything for you, no different than nobody could do anything for John Bunyan. That is something that, I'll tell you the secret. The secret is you have to work it out with God, and you have to wait for him. And if your parents accuse you of being mentally insane, then you get to join that program where all of us have had that happen. I mean, my family sat me down and said, Michael, this is the mental illness that you have. We've already diagnosed it with the help of a, you know, person who knows about mental illness. And there's no way you could be this positive going through what you're going through. You have this, you know, mental illness. And Jesus's siblings told him the same thing, and they thought he was out of his mind. And, you know, you're just going through something really difficult. I mean, man, it's tough being a teenager. My goodness gracious. And going through abuse and not having family and friends that love you. I mean, sister, I'm not going to tell you that that's easy. That is some tough stuff. That's ugly. No wonder you feel like junk. No wonder you some days it feels like it'd be better just to kill yourself. I mean, hello, you've gone through a lot. It's not easy, especially when you're a young person. You know, so, I mean, I understand it's tough. It's really tough. So here's the answer. Not Michael's words, because this is only going to make you feel better for just a few minutes. The fact that I made your recording. And then pretty soon the devil will be right back on you. And I can't keep making recordings for you. There's just no way. So what do you have to do? You have to get in your Bible. Let me ask you a question. When's the last time you went through and found promises in the Bible that were specific to your situation? Forgiveness for yourself and for other people. Did you go into the Bible and look for the words on the teachings of Christ on forgiveness and what Paul taught about not giving the devil a foothold by holding unforgiveness towards yourself or anybody? Sister, you're never going to feel God's love. You're never going to feel God's peace in his presence as long as you want to withhold forgiveness from yourself. Because what you're doing, Yancy, is you're putting yourself in the position of being God. You're saying that you know better at, what, 15 years old? 17? I forget. Please forgive me. You're telling God, and I'm reprimanding you here a little bit. You think you know better than God. And until you figure out that you don't, you're going to suffer like this. And no matter how many messages I make you, it's not going to make a bit of difference except for to artificially make you feel better for just a little while. And then you're going to go right back into torment. So I want to tell you, this is going to be the last recording that I make to you until you make progress. Until I hear you say you've gone to the next level, because I can't waste my time. You and Jesus isn't going to waste this time either. Jesus does, he'll give you compassion, but he's not going to stand around for weeks and feel sorry for you. That is not who Jesus Christ is. He'll point you to the cross. If you want to feel sorry for yourself, Jesus will point you right to the cross and he'll say, deny yourself, take up your cross. You have not resisted sin yet to the point of shedding your blood. Hebrews chapter 12. That's what it tells us. Consider him who endured such sinful opposition from men. Because in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. What that tells us is we can't feel sorry for ourselves. Jesus suffered more than us and gave us an example to follow in his footsteps. And sister, you're never going to feel God's love. It doesn't matter how many messages you listen to until you can, by faith, just accept the fact that you were 10 years old. My goodness gracious. It's almost probably prideful that you think that highly of yourself, that you think that you were so intellectual and so mature that you were able even to process good and evil, right and wrong, when you're 10 years old at a level that God says is a mature level. Just say, God, that's awfully prideful of me to think that I knew much of anything at 10 years old. And you're going to have to get to the place where you believe God forgives sin. It takes faith. You have to believe it by faith. Do you believe you're going to wake up tomorrow morning? You have no proof of it. Why are you going to believe that you're going to wake up tomorrow? You have faith. You have evidence. You went to bed yesterday and got up this morning. Well, guess what? For 2,000 years, millions of people have discovered Jesus Christ forgives sins far worse than anything a 10-year-old could do. Yancy, you got to get over yourself. Seriously, sister, what kind of a God do you think this is that won't forget a 10-year-old? I mean, God would forgive 10-year-old children who murdered people. Did you murder somebody? No, God would forgive it till you say, but Michael, I blasphemed the Holy Spirit. At 10 years old, honestly, there's no way you could even know what blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is. I don't believe you even had a clue as to what that was when you were 10 years old. Okay? So quit beating yourself up, thinking that you did some unforgivable thing that God's not going to forgive you for. It's absolute silliness. It's a lie from the devil. Quit being so depressed. When you die, you get to go and be in with heaven forever if you'll endure and believe in faith that Jesus Christ will forgive you. Now watch. Cry out to him. Keep crying out to him. Don't stop today. Don't stop next week. Don't stop next month. Don't stop next year. What would have happened if John Bunyan gave up? What would have happened if John Bunyan gave up? Well, I'll tell you what. There's hundreds of millions of Christians that would have not been impacted by his unbelievable story, and there wouldn't have been all this amazing fruit that came out of it if he would have given up. And he was tormented far worse than you were. If you don't think so, you read his book called Abounding Grace to the Chief of All Sinners. Read it. You're smart. Go read that book and see if you don't go, my goodness, this man is my brother. He's suffering the same way I did. He thought the same thing. Oh man, the devil got him so tempted to say things about Jesus. He thought for sure he was never, ever going to be saved. But he just kept crying out. He kept believing. And you know what happened is he kept his nose in that Bible. That's the difference between people like perhaps you, if you don't make it to this place of faith in him is that he kept going back to the word, and God kept showing him scriptures where he would go, oh, but what does that one say? And that gave him some hope. And then the devil would come and take away the hope. And then he would go back into the Bible and get more hope. And then the devil would take it away. And this went on for years until eventually, when God was ready, John was ready, but when God was ready, he opened the eyes of his heart and helped him to see and know for sure that he had been forgiven. Sister, God can do the same thing for you. It hasn't happened yet, but when God is pleased with your faith and you've learned whatever lessons God wants you to learn from this suffering you're going through, and you've cried out to God in faith and said, oh God, help me. Oh God, save me. Oh God, forgive me. And oh God, I will forgive you. Remember Matthew 6:14-15, Jesus said, unless you forgive men when he sins against you, your heavenly Father will not forgive you of your sins. That includes you. If you don't forgive you for the sins you've committed, God won't forgive you. It is an absolute requirement. If you do not forgive yourself, God will not forgive you. There is no other way. And you know, you're under torment. Go read Matthew 18:21-35, parable of the unmerciful servant, and see that Jesus said, this is how my Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart. And he talks about turning them over to tormentors, to be tormented until they should pay back. You're being tormented. I've talked about this in many of my messages. People have contacted me for years. Oh, Mike, I can't get these thoughts. Well, who have you not forgiven? The choice is yours, Yancy. God's not going to look at you and say, oh, you're 15, you get a pass. I'm sorry. Sister, you got to step up. If you're old enough to think that you can blaspheme the Holy Spirit and be unforgiven forever, when you're 10 years old, then you're old enough now to know that God is not going to look at you with favoritism, that you have to make a decision to trust God, to have faith. He'll wait on you, but there's no other way. And his word says, you must forgive. Okay? God bless you and keep you, sister. I will pray for you. Bye-bye.